This is a sort of Star Wars podcast.
This is where the fun begins.
Wrap it up, Fuzzball.
I feel the Force.
Welcome to Sort of Star Wars Podcast, the podcast that's sort of about Star Wars and sort of about everything else. And we have another Star Wars Attack of the Clones anniversary celebration 11 minute segment with Guacamole.
Hello.
We really should come up with a shorter name for all that.
Yeah. It's turning into a 2 year anniversary celebration.
Yeah, it's funny because this is actually the anniversary year of Return of the Jedi.
Yes, which is my other favorite.
And Too Fast, Too Furious.
Ooh.
No, isn't it another
There's
one?
There's no way.
What else came out in 2000 in an 03 or in a 3?
I think probably a lot of movies.
Right. Oh, yeah. Now that you say that. I can't even think of another movie that exists.
I think She's the Man came out in 2003.
I thought there was another Star Wars movie. I guess not. Anyways.
But they're re-releasing Return of the Jedi, I think.
Well, it came back into theaters. Around us it did anyways.
Oh, it already did?
Yeah.
I must have missed it. I must have had a baby or something.
Ew.
Yeah.
You can't let your kids run your life, Molly.
No, you can't. Okay.
Speaking of seeing movies.
Yes.
Have you seen Fast 10 yet?
No, because I haven't seen Fast 9. And I'm not sure.
You don't really have to.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure it would be helpful too, but.
I was going to on Mother's Day. I was like, maybe I'll go see Fast 10 like by myself for Mother's Day. But then I ended up spending it with my family. So
it wasn't even out on Mother's Day.
Yes, it was.
Wait, when was Mother's Day?
I think it came out the weekend of Mother's Day.
Oh, really? I thought it came out like the... I thought Mother's Day was like the 13th or 14th.
Yeah. Didn't it come out that weekend?
No, it came out the 19th, the following weekend.
Yeah, whoopsies. Yeah, yeah. That would have been embarrassing. I'm way embarrassed. Oh,
celebrating Mother's Day, one ticket to Fast 10, please. Okay. Is that a week from today? Would you like that ticket?
We will see you back next week.
Do you think you would enjoy going to see a movie completely by yourself?
I do it a lot.
Do you? Oh, yeah. Man. I don't remember the last time I did that. It's, I don't know, just like go to the movies completely by myself. And my Crocs and a pocket full of Posey. Sour Patch Kids in one pocket and Posies in the other.
No, I love it. I go to the movies most of the time by myself. Shoot.
Bless you.
Okay. I didn't think it was going through the microphone.
You could have picked a softer thing to check the mic with.
Please keep.
Wait, I don't know if this mic is working.
Please keep. I really hope all of this stays in the podcast. I think people will really enjoy it. But no, it's like my favorite thing to like go to the movies by myself and get my big bucket of popcorn and my drink. I just sit there and do my own thing. It's like going to the airport by yourself. Something about it makes me feel empowered.
I used to like popcorn, but now I have so many dental problems. I can't eat popcorn.
Dude, I just got a crown put on today. I feel that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you have to get a root canal?
7 months ago I did, yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's like such a long, drawn-out process, well, like getting a crown.
Yeah, that one, this one, I broke, and then, not that anyone can see, but the one side I broke, and then I got a crown, and then I had to get a root canal, and then on the other side, it's like the same tooth, but on the other side is cracked. And so then I got a crown, a temporary crown put on that today. Okay. Actually, the tooth right in front of it is also cracked. But she said she doesn't think that one needs a crown right now. So she just wants to like wait it out to see if it gets worse. But the tooth in front of that, she said, had a cavity. So she was like, we're just going to go ahead and fill that today since you're already numb.
Nice.
You know, the Lehman Whitmer teeth. We did not get good teeth genes.
No, it's horrible. And I didn't treat them well enough when I was younger. So, yeah. I mean, I did. I had one pulled because they had tried to fill it like 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 times and it kept not working. And so I had that one pulled, and the one in front of it I had filled twice, and it was just, so I had a tooth pulled on one side and a crown on the other, and then a filling behind my crown, and I can't eat without pain. And
really?
It's been like that since December last year. So, and like after the crown, I thought my pain would go away, but it's still there. So,
did you tell them that?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just done with the dentist. Yeah, I've seriously been to the dentist over 20 times this year. So,
yeah, I used so many sick days for the dentist.
Yeah, I just would like leave work. Anyways, that's enough to talk about that. It makes me so angry just to think about it. So, yes, I've had. So now I just avoid popcorn.
There you go.
And I used to love, like, you know, all the gummy candies.
Yeah.
But I try to avoid them. I don't always, but I'm like, this is another cavity. There's another cavity. So.
Yeah. Teeth are the worst.
Yeah. Anyway. So, we are talking about segment 11 of Attack of the Clones, which is minutes, like 100 and, it's minute 1 hour and 50 minutes to 2 hours and 1 minute.
Nice. This is like our happy episode. Like,
yeah. Oh my word. Like I drag my cursor over the timeline. I'm like, why is there so much space left still in this movie?
There's only like 20 minutes left.
Yeah. I was like, do we just do like next time? Do we just do like a 15-minute long one and just finish the movie?
Probably, yeah, let's do it.
So this is the second to last segment.
Wow.
That's crazy. Well, this was 11, and it was supposed to be 12 segments for one for each month of 2022. So we're just discussing, because there's a lot that like goes into these. Like, we both have to have Disney Plus up at one screen, and then we have to have Skype up so we can see each other, and then we have to have Audacity up so we can record and get everything. And I'm like, I'm looking forward to when we can do an episode where we just chill out.
Yeah,
and not have to have a million things up while we podcast.
And it always works out that right before we podcast, my phone is at like 10%, so I always have to have my phone plugged in.
right Yeah. And sometimes we go through the segments and like talk about it more specifically. I think this time we're just going to briefly go through it. I think I can remember most of it.
It's not like a ton really happens. Like, a lot happens, but like there's no dialogue really. So
yeah. So let's see. At the beginning of it is right when the arena battle is about to start. So we see Obi-Wan and Anakin and Padme had just broken free and
gotten on their rhino.
Yeah.
The rhino.
Ride out into victory. But they were surrounded, and Mace comes in and holds Jango Fett at his throat with his lightsaber. Does Mace Windu know who Jango Fett is? Obi-Wan does. But I don't know if Mace ever figured out, like, oh, this guy's really bad.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so fast forwarding. Near the end of this segment, Count Dooku's like, where did the Republic get an army so big so fast?
Right.
But I had thought that he had requested this army.
Right.
So it was requested by a Master Sifo-Dyas, which is, he's been dead a long time, right?
And Dooku killed him, right?
Well, that's what I thought. Or I just assumed that Dooku picked a dead Jedi that the Kaminoans didn't know was dead, and was like, hi, I'm Master Sifo-Dyas. Can I please have 1 million clones? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I honestly thought that he requested the army himself based on what the Emperor, but maybe the Emperor's the one that actually requested the army.
I'm not sure. He's like hanging out with Jango Fett, so.
Right. So they're in cahoots.
Yeah, you're right. Something seems weird about him not being able to, him not knowing.
Right. Yeah.
But, I mean, he, well, actually, he doesn't necessarily know that these are the clones, because he wouldn't have seen the armor that they were going to wear.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, he might but not would, know.
Yeah. Because, I think he'd be smart enough to put it together, though.
Yeah. But. I mean, the Emperor is so quick to kill him off, so.
So we don't know. We don't know why he doesn't know that this is the clone army.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting.
That is interesting.
So, yeah. So they start, the Jedi appear all throughout the arena. And so they go to fight the droid army. So it would be a bad idea to go to a place where they make warriors, like droids, and start a fight there, right?
Yeah,
like,
probably.
Where are they creating these and probably have an unending supply of them? They're like literally making them as the fight's happening, and more droids could just keep coming out.
Right, true, true.
And so it's a bad choice for the Jedi to show up. And I would say probably by the end of the fight, half the Jedi are left.
Yeah.
So let's see.
And are those all the Jedi?
I doubt it. Probably not. I mean, we see a lot of the like Jedi Council Jedi there for sure.
Yeah.
Plo Koon and Ki-Adi Mundi and stuff. But a lot of them you don't recognize. You don't know how many are spread throughout the galaxy on different missions and stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
But like, I would say they probably had, 30 to begin with? Maybe 40 to begin with? It's hard to get. When they like show the whole arena and they show like the lightsabers lighting all over the place, I'd say they're probably 40, probably total. And by the end, there's 20.
Yeah.
To save Obi-Wan, Anakin, and Padme?
Or is it why? More about, like, well, they got Obi-Wan's message about them building an army, right? I mean, didn't he, like, they would know that there's something now going on Geonosis.
Right.
So maybe I don't think it's just to save them. It's to stop whatever's going on there.
I just think of, I can hear Ewan McGregor saying something, clone army! I just hear that. You know when he says that? I can't think of what he says before that.
It's in the rain.
Right, right, right. Yeah. It's about, did the council approve the creation of a clone army?
You sound exactly like him. That's so good.
I just hear that clone army part in my head.
That's funny.
What were we even saying? I don't know.
It wasn't so just saying, about saving those three people. It was about...
They didn't even know that Anakin and Padme were there, probably.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, they go there to find Dooku and... I guess Yoda showed up late because he went to Kamino to get the clones, I guess. Not sure why he was so much further behind everyone else.
Because then it wouldn't have been a surprise.
True. Very true. So they have a little battle there and the thing. That's pretty cool. I mean, while it's happening, of course, you know, there's lots of droids being destroyed, cool lightsaber work and flippy doodles and stuff by the Jedi. But you get that little like C-3PO in there as well. Yeah. As like comic relief kind of. With his puns and stuff like that. I'm
right.
Beside myself. Good. This is such a drag. You know,
yeah. Like it's pretty good.
Yeah. But then Jango gets his head cut off.
Well, I was thinking about that, like he's like going hardcore towards Jango Fett.
Yeah.
And it does seem weird, like what you said. Like, does Mace even know who this guy is? He's like really set on like killing this dude.
It's funny because, oh, sorry, I interrupted you.
Oh, no, I just, it just seems like wasn't Mace the one that was like, oh, no, never mind. Never mind. Forget it. Sorry. But it just seemed odd for him to go like so hardcore towards this guy.
Yeah. So what's happening is Mace and this like rhino bull thing. This bull is chasing after Mace Windu and he like kind of cuts him. And then Jango Fett's like, oh, I'm going to get down in there. But I'm like, why? Why are you even getting involved?
Right.
Like Jango Fett's like up on the balcony and he's like, oh, I'm going to go. He like flies down. And because Mace gets his lightsaber knocked out of his hand.
Right.
Jango flies down and tries to get the lightsaber before Mace, but Mace picks it up. And the rhino like runs over Jango Fett. And then when it turns around and runs again, it's like chasing. Right, is that how it is? Boba Fett or Jango Fett destroys the rhino or the bull thing. But then, Mace goes crazy after Jango Fett. And I'm like, why is he trying to kill this guy? Like, I mean, I guess that guy's trying to kill him too. But
yeah, I also thought it was odd that like all Jango does is just like has his little pistol. And just like,
right.
Okay, he's advancing on you pretty destroyed. Quick. Like, yeah. I guess that's why. But then I was thinking about, because then at the end it shows like the little, his, you know, Boba or whatever. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like with his head against the helmet. And I was thinking about how that's the same armor he wears later, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm like, he had to get his dad's head out of that helmet.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, how did he do that?
I always think about, like, when he's holding the helmet up and he, like, puts his head against it. I would like to see Jango's head just, like, drop out of the drop out of the helmet right at that point. But, yeah, he had to, and he had to peel the armor off his dad's dead body, too. Yeah. Which kind of explains why he turns out to be such a mean guy in the end. Yeah. But then a nice guy.
Yeah, I was gonna say, and then back to
and
nice.
Book of Boba. Yeah.
So,
what was I gonna say about that? Something about Jango and Boba, Mace. I don't know. There, that whole part is really weird because Mace is like running and he cuts off his head. You know, he cuts the gun and cuts off his head, and then it like goes to Dooku on the balcony, and Dooku's like surprised, and then it goes back to Mace. He makes this really weird face where he's like,
yeah, does he look like confused,
right?
Back to where Jango's body is, as if like, oh, this was
took it out of like sequence, right? That's like, they had this little thing of Mace and like, oh, we should throw that in after it kills Jango. It's like, In my mind, what they should have done is shown that Mace saw Boba there, put together that this is Boba's dad that he just killed. And then he's like, oh, I just killed this guy's father in front of him.
Yes.
But it's not portrayed at all.
Right.
He's just like, ooh. Like,
yeah, it looks like he's just like, oh, why are we shocked that I killed this guy?
Right,
yeah,
right.
It's weird.
But he is on the bad side, you know, on the evil team. He is like the only person to die.
Yeah, true.
I think so, if I remember right. Everyone else is. All the other guys are droids. Right. So. Yeah. But then Yoda comes in and saves the day. They're about to shoot down all the Jedi. Okay, so they have the Jedi surrounded, right? And Dooku's like, surrender and we'll spare your lives.
Yes.
And they're like, there's 20 Jedi left. But Mace is like, no, we're not going to do that. I wonder if any of the other Jedi were like, well, please don't speak for me here.
Yeah.
I'll surrender.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about the going home now.
Well, they probably have a better chance of getting out of whatever prison they get sent to.
Right.
Or, you know, they're going to take two guards and take a Jedi to some containment area.
Right.
You know, they're probably more likely to get out of that situation than this situation.
Right.
I feel like that's the majority of what Jedi do is get out of situations.
Right.
But this one, they were pretty well surrounded.
At least the Jedi we know.
Yeah. Like, that's all of Clone Wars is basically Anakin and Obi-Wan just getting out of bad situations.
Yeah.
But then Padme goes, look up, or look at that, or howdy doody, looky there. And they look up and there's like 15 ships like right above them. Like nobody heard these ships coming in. Nobody saw them from a distance. You know what I mean? It's just funny. Yeah. But yeah, so Yoda's there with all the clones to save the day. And swoops in and destroys the droids. And then it's utter chaos and Dooku starts retreating.
Yeah. There's... What was I going to say? Oh, wow. I'm really struggling. Forget it.
I will. I couldn't even... I didn't remember it. I know what it was to even forget. So, yeah. What was it? Dooku is, like, trying to leave. He wants to get out of there. And they're also trying to, like, evacuate all the Jedi out of there as well. And then it turns into, like, this big, like, skirmish. Like... All of a sudden, there's all these troops on the ground fighting, like, on the front lines against all these other droids somewhere out in, like, the deserty part of the planet. And I'm like, wait, when did this all start?
Like, right. How did... But it looked like they were, like, in a war room then. Right. Like, the Geonosians, you know, looking, like, scanning the battlefield. So, at what point was somebody going to come and be like, hey, Dooku, we got a whole war going on out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
Like, 500,000 troopers just landed on our planet. I don't know if you're curious about what they're doing here, but just be on the lookout for 40 Jedi. We're getting demolished out here.
Yeah, that's what actually part of what I was thinking about is that, yeah, it's like all of a sudden there's this huge, like, war zone because they're talking about, like, the command They're talking about, like, the command station and the assembly area, which... Captain, drop us in the assembly area!
He said pilot.
Pilot.
I don't know. He's just like, hey, you! With the controls! Listen to me now! I'm in charge.
But I was thinking about how this is one of the only ground battles we ever see in Star Wars. And... Yeah. That it's kind of cool to see all the different, like, machines that they have.
Yeah.
Like, they have those ships that are dropping off, like, those robotic dinosaurs, you know? Yeah.
It's funny how much they make their droids try to look like animals.
Yeah.
Like, you would think that, like, just putting, like tanks are, like, good things. But, like, they make things with, like, 8 legs that walk like a spider. Or, like, something that looks like some sort of, like... panther or something. I'm like, that's a lot of moving parts for a leg. Just put a wheel on it, right? Just like, why are we crawling?
But I did think about, or I don't know why I started that way. There's that one, like, droid thing that has, like, 4 legs and then big red eyes, and it's like nose shoots out.
Yes
It looks like something from, like, The Incredibles.
Yes, it does, very much so.
If that one to me feels way out of place compared to, like, everything else.
Yeah. And if you, like, watch Clone Wars, the animated show, it's, like, so much of that stuff. It's a lot of this type of, like, battlefield type stuff in that. And you get to see a lot of the weird droid creations. So this big land skirmish happens, and but they're landing in, like, they're evacuating the Jedi off the planet, or are they just putting them into a different area? I'm not even sure.
I don't know what's happening, because then it's like each Jedi has, like, a platoon.
Right. Mace is, like, charging, like, everyone with me! We're running straight towards that mammoth droid! You know, everyone come after me. But I just would be like, okay, everyone, let's leave. Like, this, why are we fighting this battle? Like, Dooku is not... I mean, Yoda's like, we can't let Dooku off of this planet, basically.
Yeah. And I guess they wanted all those Federation starships to be destroyed.
Yeah. Oh, because he said if Dooku gets off this planet, or if Dooku leaves, then he'll rally other forces. So we can't let him get off of here. So that's why they're...
So is this just like a continuation of the Federation that we learn about in Phantom Menace? Is, like, this is still, like, civil war between, like... Well, I guess not civil war, but galactic war or whatever, between the Federation and the...
Yeah.
Whatever they're called.
Yeah, so the Trade Federation was like the company. I don't really know, but they're the ones that put like the blockade on Naboo.
Right.
And then we found out that they were working with the Emperor.
Right.
To do the blockade. And so they were kind of in like cahoots the whole time. But I think, I mean, basically it's the Trade Federation is what I would say is like the pre-empire.
Okay.
I mean, the Trade Federation is like, I would call anything with droids the Trade Federation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's correct or not. But like, yeah, that's what I would say.
So
I don't think, because the Trade Federation like has a seat in the Senate.
Okay.
But I don't know how they can be like in, how they can be allowed to have all these, you know, battle droids. Obviously, you know, they're not good, you know. But
right.
What's the name for like the evil, the bad guys here? It's not the Empire, because that doesn't exist. It's not like, I don't know. It's just a bunch of bad guys getting together and creating an army. But
so I guess that's why they're like fighting them, is because it looks like they're trying to take over the galaxy.
Yeah, I think so. So I guess Dooku's in charge of it all. I think they think once they capture Dooku, you know, the war will be over.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever this is will be over. Because at the end of Phantom Menace, they kind of thought that they won there.
Right.
But that was only Naboo, you know.
Right.
Like, how are they allowed to have this droid? Like, what are battle droids for, if not for the Trade Federation to, you know, make an army? Are all the planets allowed to make, or all the groups allowed to make their own army? I don't know what the rules are. But
I don't know.
Yeah. But, I yes. But then, eventually, you know, the Trade Federation, once Palpatine becomes, you know, in charge of the Senate, then the Republic, basically, is what turns into the actual Empire. I always think of, like, the Republic ships in like these early movies, especially this one and the next one, look so similar to a Star Destroyer. You know what I mean?
I'm like, yeah, oh, I thought about like, that. I never noticed the Star Destroyers before.
Yeah.
This time. And I was like, oh my gosh, there's like three Star Destroyers out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Which the Republic is supposed to be good, but then all of a sudden with Order 66, it just turns into the Empire.
Right. So.
And, yeah, at the very end of this segment, Dooku is talking to the leader of the Geonosians. I forget his name.
Mr. Geno.
I should know his name. If I was a better fan, I would know his name. But they're talking about the Death Star, the ultimate weapon. You can see, like, a hologram of it in the background.
I, like, missed it. And I was like, oh, wait, was that the Death Star that...
Yeah.
They were working on, so that's interesting.
So they're talking about that. And last thing we hear anyone say is Dooku saying, I will take the designs with me to Coruscant. So he's like holding the flash drive, I don't know, in his hands. The leader of the Geonosians just gave it to him. He's got a cool name. I want to remember what his name was.
That's interesting that they would put the Death Star in this movie.
Yeah.
Only because, like, I'm trying to figure out how that falls into, like, the Thrawn storyline.
Oh, yeah. Poggle the Lesser is his name.
Poggle the Lesser.
I knew it was a cool name.
Because Thrawn is in the Empire at this point. Well, no. Right after this, I guess.
Yeah, like where him and Krennic are both trying to like start their own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Krennic wants the Death Star.
Yeah.
But and like it's Krennic's thing is the Death Star.
Right. He's like in charge of that.
It's weird because I feel like this timeline doesn't line up with the other timelines that they've made, which is weird to me.
Well, this one says, if they find out what we are planning to build, we're doomed. So they haven't started it yet. But, I mean, Krennic didn't design the Death Star. He literally just was in charge of the building of it.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So this is...
I think, like, when I start throwing in, like, Thrawn to these things, it gets confusing because he's before and after.
Right, but this is way before... Like, this is 25 years before we see the Death Star for the first time.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Don't we see the Death Star at the end of...
The Death Star is finished during Rogue One. Which takes place the same day as... The end of that is the same... As the beginning of A New Hope, right?
Okay, because you can see the Death Star at the end of Revenge of the Sith. They're starting construction on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. But it's not finished.
No.
Until A New Hope, basically.
Yeah. But that means that the Death Star... That's just interesting.
Because there's 20 years between...
Yeah.
The end of Revenge of the Sith and A New Hope.
Yeah. And I guess there's no, like, indication of when that Death Star scene is. Like, I assume it's, like, right after he gets his suit, but it could be
You really years. Do see it at the end? Man, mm-hmm. I can't remember that.
Yeah, he walks on, like, his little bridge, and out the window you see it being constructed.
Okay.
But... Yeah, I guess you're right that this is, like, 20.
I was thinking there's, yeah, I can't remember how much time there was between this movie and the next.
But,
couple years.
Yeah, anyways, I was just thinking about, like, you know, all the stuff that they're bringing in with their shows and stuff. I'm starting to feel like the timelines don't line up with each other anymore.
Yeah. But,
I mean, they probably do. It's just
yeah,
hard to keep track of.
Yes. There's, like, a person... Who keeps track of that? Well, that's like their job.
I bet.
Pablo Hidalgo is his name.
Oh, really?
And he's like in charge of the timeline. Yeah, making sure that everything
lines up.
Everything that's canon lines up. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Anyways,
he works for Lucasfilm. I don't know what his actual job is, but that's like part of his job. So
interesting.
I don't think I just made that up. That sounds right. Yeah. I think I heard that somewhere.
I read it on the internet.
So, yeah. I think we get a couple good things here. Yeah. Oh, I'm yawning. Ah!
I know. I can't stop. Oh, my gosh.
Can't stop. Won't stop. What was I saying? Yes. So, we get a lightsaber fight yet. I remember when I saw this in theaters. And Yoda did the lightsaber fight. My mind was blown. I was like, yes. Oh my word. So I always look forward to that little section there. And we get a marriage ceremony yet. And
The last 20 minutes are where this movie really picks up.
Yeah. at the end. Star Wars is good for that. I mean, a lot of movies are good for that, you know.
Yeah.
But Star Wars usually has, in the last 15 or 20 minutes, some grand scene. Battle scene. Now I want to watch Rogue One. Such a good movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
But we'll leave it there for now. Anything else in particular you're excited about, Molly, before we talk next time?
I don't think so.
Ahsoka show comes out later this year.
Excited
for that. Do you care about that at all?
Well, I didn't until I haven't finished The Mandalorian yet, but in the last episode I watched, Zeb was in it. So I was like, oh my gosh, they brought Zeb in. So then I started looking into that, and then the Ahsoka trailer came out, and they showed Thrawn at the end, and I was like, oh my word. So then I looked up the cast, and Ezra Bridger is listed in the cast for Ahsoka. So now I am very excited.
Yeah.
Because they also showed Hera.
And Sabine.
In the Ahsoka trailer.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and Sabine.
Yeah. So
I'm very excited because I love Ezra Bridger.
Yeah. Which is kind of what we thought might be happening. I was you didn't finish Mandalorian yet, so I will talk about that.
I never finished the episode with Jack Black in it.
And Lizzo.
Yeah, I only got like halfway through that episode.
Yeah.
So.
I don't appreciate those cameos in Star Wars. But
no, it's just, I don't think I would have cared if it was Jack Black. Just Jack Black.
Okay, it was Lizzo you didn't like.
Well, it just, I think it felt very hokey to have two in the same episode.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I could see that.
I think that was the, like, I don't know. Why are we just, like, are we just trying to throw as many celebrities in here as possible?
Right. It's like people are like, hey, can I be in a Star Wars, please? You know? And they're like, sure, we'll throw you in as this ridiculous character for one episode of Mandalorian.
Yeah.
It's like, how do they even get to be a part of that? Yeah. I just felt like, I don't know. It sounds stupid. Star Wars is more sacred than that, but.
Yeah, I agree. It felt a little... Hokey is the only word I can think of. It just felt hokey.
Yeah.
But so yeah, I'm excited for some more Ezra Bridger, because last I saw he was lost in the grand space.
Yeah. So. Last I saw he was opening a holocron with Darth Maul. So
nice.
Yeah, I don't think I finished his story. But yeah, cool. That's it for now. Let's reconvene in 2 weeks or a month. I think this was like, I got my schedule all mixed up. I think I was supposed to have this episode last week, and like the week snuck up on me. We had a lot of busy weeks and weekends, and you know, time flies, and
yeah,
the summer won't be any slower. And before I know it, I'll be back
to
school.
You'll be 85.
I'm like, yeah, 15 days till time to lose. That's Five for Fighting.
Nice.
I forget what that song's called, but it's about 100 years or
yeah,
1,000 years or
100 years. Yeah. I think.
So, what's the thousand?
That's the
Twilight
I loved
song.
You, yeah.
What was I gonna say? Oh man, I had something else in my head. I was gonna
summer,
say
summer.
Oh yes, I'm counting down the peanut butter and sandwiches, peanut butter jelly sandwiches I have to make. It's just like, oh my word, I'm so tired of making lunches.
Oh, are your kids still in school?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All of Florida's done.
That's crazy. It's too hot to go to school there, probably.
Buses can't run with it. It's just hot.
It's just too hot. No, they're 1 more week.
Oh, okay. That's
I mean,
bad.
They have tomorrow. They have 5 more days. So I have like 15 more peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to make. So
nice. You should just make them, and then you should get the little Uncrustable maker so then you can just freeze them.
What I should do is just buy 2 bags of Uncrustables and just finish the week, the year out lazily.
Yeah, you could do that too.
I'm like always. Rylan made a lunch the other day. She asked if she could make the lunches. And I was like, sure. I'm like, there's granola bars here. You know, she made the sandwiches. And I was like, okay, there's, you know, clementines, there's granola bars. I'm like pointing out all the things that are prepackaged that like I always like grab and just like throw in their lunchbox. Yeah. He's like, oh, can we have trail mix? I'm like, oh, my word. I got to get out the containers and open the trail mix and divide it into the containers. And then she's like, oh, can we have popcorn? I'm like, oh, now I got to get the Ziploc bags out and open the popcorn and divide it. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. She could tell that I did not want to do it. She's like, I'm sorry. I really like this popcorn. I'm really sorry.
Oh.
And I'm like, it's fine. But, yeah. Sweet. Anyways. So.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening.
And J's, and then you're home free.
Yeah. Thanks, Molly, for being here.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you.
And we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Bye.
See you later, alligator.